Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from spare times the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of February 14, 2025 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. We've had a little confusion recently regarding subs and permanent team spots. As a general rule, subs are assigned first come, first served. So when a sub calls in their 33rd assigns a spot in the order, they call based on who is out, unless it's necessary to swap because of needing vision on a lane to make sure someone can pin spot. As an example on Team 8, if Ginger's out, you couldn't assign a totally blind sub there. You'd have three totals on the team and no one to pin spot in that case. But otherwise, if one of the other bowlers is out, then whoever called in first on Sunday gets that spot. If someone's going to be out long term, like more than 3 weeks, because of a medical issue or a regular work schedule change that's long term, then a team can request a permanent sub for that opening until the bowler can return. If it's a long-term medical issue, the bowler also does not have to pay the $3 sub fee, as long as we know. If a team member chooses to step down to sub status, then the remaining bowlers on that team do get to pick who they want to fill that spot. If you're going to be out long-term, then please communicate that with Zelda and with Miriam. Remember that Zelda will be taking calls from subs who are available beginning at noon on Sunday each week. She needs to know which regulars are out no later than Wednesday, so she can call subs on Wednesday evening to let them know they have a spot. Zelda's contact information is zelda2152@gmail.com. Telephone 443-629-0018. And we want to thank all the subs who stepped up this week to fill a bunch of open spots. Lane assignments, week 11. Lane 35, team 1, sharpshooters. Lane 36, team 5, midnight bandits. Lane 37, Team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 38, Team 4, Triple Threat. Lane 39, Team 7, Hangman. Lane 40, Team 2, Strike Time. Lane 41, Team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 42, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Subs for tonight. Lane 35, Team 1, out Robert Parrish, in Judy Eason. Lane 38, Team 3, out Darwishi Adams, in Thomas Holloman. Out Kaisha Adams, in Kenny McNeil. Out Letitia Adams, in David Saylor. And Lane 41, Team 3, out Van McLean, in Monique Raskow. Chili, soup, and stew. We'll have our annual chili, soup, stew, and dessert event on Saturday, March 8, from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Emmanuel Baptist Church in Raleigh. It's $10 to come and try all the chili, soup, stew, and dessert you wish. You do not have to be a bowler to participate. We're not making a contest out of it this year, but everyone's encouraged to bring a pot of soup, chili, or stew, and or dessert, and come to join the fun. Pay at the door. The Charles E. Roan Tournament in Winston-Salem will be on March 15. We will bowl at Major League Lanes, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. Outlaws. The $40 entry fee is due on Friday, February 28. Bowling begins at 9:30 a.m. Registration begins at 9 a.m. For more information about departure time, there will be an announcement closer to the date. Put your money in the lane envelope. Please let Ginger know as soon as possible if you plan to go so we can make sure we have enough room for everyone. Also, if you know someone who can drive, let me know. We often need two vehicles for this trip. Help needed. If anyone is interested or knows of someone who might be interested in serving ABBA as either the editor of the Blind Bowler or as the organization's webmaster, please contact Rod Wilson at phillydog124@gmail.com. In SBBA news from Bobby Ashworth. I am with Forsyth Blind Bowlers in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and am now on the Public Relations Committee for SBBA. Rod Wilson, SBBA president, asked me to start a Facebook page so we can get information out as needed to all SBBA bowlers. It can be found as Southeastern Blind Bowling Association, SBBA. I would like to encourage all bowlers to like the page. They will then be able to see information as we post it. Also, for all league secretaries, etc., if your league hosts a local tournament that benefits your league, please let me know in advance so I can post it on the page. Any high games in your league or special news can be sent to me, and I will do my best to post it on the page. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me, and I will be happy to help. Phone number 336-972-8374. If you are interested in any of the CBA t-shirts, hats, and bowling towels, please send me an email at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. I'll arrange for you to get them if you need something. T-shirts are $5 each, hats also $5, towels $2.50, luggage tags $1. We have some DVDs with James Benton and Rod Best bowling at a CBA tournament available also. They are $2.50 each. T-shirts, small, one red, one light green, one dark green. Medium, one red, one light green, one dark green, one navy. Large, two light green, one dark green, one navy, one black. XL, one red, two light green, one black. 2XL, two red, one dark green, two black. 3XL, two red, two light green, two dark green, one navy, two black. 4XL, one red, two light green. Hats, we have three red, four light green, two dark green, two black, and two khaki brown. Bowling towels, these are all the same. Blue microfiber towels with writing in yellow. Luggage tags, white with blue writing on them. Heavy plastic with a place to put a name and address. Some have asked about outlaw clothing items. I need a dozen items to make an order. So if you want something else, please email it to me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com and I'll add it to the list. When I am getting close, I'll let everybody know that I am putting in the order. National tournament shirts. There are only about 30 days left to order the 2025 tournament shirts for Cleveland. Please go online and make your order. You can select pickup and they'll be waiting for you at the registration in May. If you really need to speak to someone, you can call 855-631-6850 and ask for the That's How We Roll shirt orders. Staff is limited, but they can help. Our official 2025 ABBA tournament shirts feature a collection link found at https://www.custominc.com/fundraising/GCBB25. go to the website and click on a shirt color and enter campaign. After entering campaigns, each color will be a separate transaction. You have the option to order various styles of shirts, crew, long sleeve, and V-neck t-shirts, zip-up and pullover hoodies, and polo shirts in 6 different colors: pink, green, blue, black, white, and red. Sizes and prices vary depending on item and color, from small through 5XL. They have a logo on the front left, and then we will have all the ABBA League names listed on the back. You have the option to select free pickup from registration May 22nd to 24th, or drop ship to your home for a $9.99 fee. ABBA National Tournament Information from Sandy McDaniel. Please share this with everyone in your league, either by email, or copies. If you need me to make copies and send them, I would be glad to do that. Just email and let me know. I want to wish everybody a happy new year. We have another great ABBA national tournament coming up in 2025 in Cleveland, Ohio, and hopefully everyone will be able to attend. The Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers will be the host league for the 2025 national tournament. They have several fundraisers going on at this time, and I hope everyone will help support them. They have all been doing an excellent job, and anyone that went to the mid-year and had the opportunity to see this firsthand. We will be staying at the Crown Plaza Cleveland Airport Hotel, 7230 Middle Angle Road, Middleburg Heights, Ohio, 44130. The best way to get reservations is to go to the website https://gcbb.weekly.com, or call the Crown Plaza Cleveland Airport reservation line at 1-877-227-6963. And note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block. Ask for the group rate for ABBA. The discounted room rate is $119 plus tax per room per night. The cutoff date to make reservations in the block is April 25. Guests are encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note a credit card will be required to secure reservations and will be charged for one night. It is standard policy to require a credit card upon check-in for incidental charges. They do provide complimentary airport shuttle service upon request by calling the hotel at 440-243-4040 for pickup and schedule a return trip with the front desk. Self-parking is complimentary. All rooms include an in-room coffee maker and refrigerator. There's complimentary Wi-Fi throughout the hotel, business center access for hotel guests, indoor pool, sauna, and exercise room. The check-in time is 3 p.m. and check-out time is 12 p.m. noon. The hotel has an on-site restaurant, bar, and lounge open from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the ground floor. They also serve breakfast from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., either off-menu items or a buffet for $12.99. There are several restaurants within a mile or less of the hotel. Roseland Lanes, 26383 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood Village, Ohio, 44146, will be the lanes we will be using this year. It's about 30 minutes drive from the hotel. Transportation will be provided. We will be using 48 lanes for the competition. The bowling center has a lounge with several televisions, a complete service pro shop, Papa Pete's Pizza, Pete's Cafe and Grill, a bar, and a game room. Sandy McDaniel, ABBA Tournament Director, sandymcdan01@yahoo.com, telephone 386-576-6413. Tournament entry fee is $80 with an additional $25 for the Masters competition. Non-bowling guests should be registered and pay an $18 registration fee. This helps cover hospitality. Registration deadline needs to be to Sandy by April 5. Outlaws. I would like to know if you plan to go and what events you plan to pay for by Friday, March 21. The deadline for Outlaws to pay is March 28. This gives us a week to get the teams together. I know some may be waiting on a Challenged Athletes grants, but please give me a tentative confirmation on the 21st and then call me as soon as you know for sure. Transportation. The trip to Cleveland is drivable. It's approximately 9 hours driving time. With a couple of stops, we could do it in a long day. Cost would depend on how many wanted to ride and what we could find to rent. But if you think you might be interested, let Ginger know no later than Friday, February 14, today. If we decide to rent a van, a non-refundable deposit will be required by March 21 and the final amount by April 5. Access and Empower, a resource fair for the disabled community. Date, Saturday, March 1, 2025. Time, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Location, 3634 Capitol Boulevard, Raleigh, North Carolina. Join us to celebrate the inaugural event of the Insightful Visionaries Resource Hub for the disability community. This event is dedicated to empowering progress and fostering advancements in the disability community. This event is designed with accessibility in mind, ensuring everyone can participate fully, especially individuals who are blind or visually impaired. Lunch is included. This event is co-hosted by Insightful Visionaries, Vanda Pharmaceuticals, the Disability Awareness Council, Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind, and the NCCDD. Highlights. Keynote speakers, Dr. Tim Miles, TDAC, Emergency Preparedness. Vicky Preddy, Vanda Pharmaceuticals, Non-24. Interactive discussions on challenges and solutions. Resources and tools to empower independence. Networking opportunities to build connections within the community. Vendors, Abundant Life Services. Registration is required to ensure accommodations and prepare materials. Limited seating, first come, first serve. Please register today. Tickets are $15. Payments accepted. Cash App, $ in nonprofit, INVNONPROFIT, or use the Square link provided. Please include name of attendees in the notes section. The Square link website is in this paragraph. Let's come together and drive meaningful change and support the disability community in 2025 and beyond. We can't wait to see you there. For more information, call 919-890-0117. Or send an email to admin@insightfulvisionaries.org. And thank you by Carolyn Covington, cmcovington@gmail.com. CPR classes offered March 29. One purpose of the Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association is to promote the education of the blind and visually impaired youth and adults. To that end, on Saturday, March 29, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., the association will be sponsoring two CPR sessions provided by certified instructors in CPR from the NC Emergency Management Office. The two training sessions will last for approximately 1.5 hours each, beginning at 10 a.m., with a break for lunch at 11:45 and the second beginning at 12:30 p.m. For each of these CPR training sessions, space is limited to 12 participants in each session. Therefore, to ensure your participation in one of these sessions, a registration fee of $10 is required by all individuals who are interested in receiving the CPR training. The CPR training sessions will be held on the Governor Moorhead School campus in the Weathers-Hill Dining Hall, located at 329 Ash Avenue, Raleigh, NC. Between the CPR training sessions, lunch will be provided to all registered participants, beginning at 11:45 a.m. As mentioned previously, since space is limited to 12 individuals per training session, it is essential that your registration fee is paid no later than the March 15, 2025 date, with your preferred training session of morning or afternoon. While your preferred session may be in the morning, it can only be taken under consideration. You will be notified prior to the training as to which session you are assigned. All checks or money orders should be made payable to GMSAA and mailed to Post Office Box 61434, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27661, or made through PayPal at www.gmsaai.org. Include a $1 transaction fee. Should you have any questions, please call me at 919-673-8300 or send me an email at rickyscott09@gmail.com. Welcome to Cleveland, dear association members. On behalf of the Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers, I am thrilled to extend a warm welcome to each and every one of you as we host the 2025 National Tournament. We are excited to have you join us in Cleveland and look forward to making your experience enjoyable and memorable. Preliminary information can be found on our league's website, https://gcbb.weebly.com under events. Please support our ongoing fundraising efforts to fund the tournament. There are about 30 days left of the Poppin' Popcorn fundraiser. You can access it through the link in this paragraph. All popcorn purchases will be delivered to your home. We receive 50% of the items purchased. Accommodations and transportation. Crown Plaza Airport Hotel, 7230 Engle Road, Middleburg Heights. Please note that parking is complimentary for all guests. If you are flying in and require transportation to the hotel, kindly contact the hotel directly at 440-243-4040 and ask for airport pickup. Exploring the area. To help you make the most of your visit, there's something for everyone to enjoy. The I-X Center, featuring public shows and special events, and our hotel is surrounded by restaurants and lounges within walking distance. Downtown Cleveland, home to top attractions like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Progressive Field, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and Playhouse Square, is an easy 12-minute drive. Major sports events, including those featuring the Cleveland Cavaliers and Guardians, are less than 15 minutes away. Things to enjoy near the hotel: Chipotle, McDonald's, Starbucks, Dunkin', Five Guys, Brew Garden, Capri Pizza, Fatheads Brewery, First Watch, Panera Bread, TJ Hibachi and Sushi, Perkins, Bob Evans, Aladdin's, Max and Irma's, Olive Garden Italian Restaurant, and Raising Cane's. Jack Casino, Cleveland, 100 Public Square in Cleveland. Jack Thistledown Racing, 21501 Emery Road, North Randall. MGM Northfield Park Casino, 10777 Northfield Road in Northfield. And Rise Dispensary, 1222 Prospect Avenue East, Cleveland. Bowling will be at Roseland Lanes, 26383 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood, Ohio, 44146, about 31 minutes. There will be transportation provided, however. Within the facilities are a surround sound PA system, lounge with several televisions, a complete service pro shop, Papa Pete's Pizza, Pete's Cafe and Grill, a bar, a game room, meeting room, and a full-service banquet hall with a capacity of 250. Our large concourse offers ample room for bowlers and spectators. And we have three ladies and three men's restrooms on the concourse. Excuse me. Please note that the alley is very strict about not allowing any food or beverages to be carried in, including reusable water bottles. They say that people put alcohol in them, and that if caught, it would cause them to lose their liquor license, so they are very strict about it. Things to enjoy near Roseland Lanes: Oakwood Deli and Liquor Store, 25911 Broadway Avenue, Bedford, Sam's Club, 23300 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood, McDonald's, 23321 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood, Dunkin' Donuts, 23659 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood, Jack Thistledown Racing, 21501 Emery Road, North Randall, MGM Northfield Park Casino, 10777 Northfield Road, Northfield, Wendy's, 23050 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood, B&M Barbecue, 23840 Broadway Avenue, Cleveland, Subway, 22919 Broadway Avenue, Bedford, Double Dragon Chinese Restaurant, 22929 Broadway Avenue, Bedford, Amplify Dispensary, 22803 Rockside Road, Bedford, Terrasana Dispensary, 9601 Vista Way, Garfield Heights, and AYR Dispensary, 27900 Chagrin Boulevard, Woodmere, Ohio. And from your host, if you have any questions or need assistance during your stay, please don't hesitate to reach out to me directly. You can contact me via text or voice on our league line at 216-666-9507 or email me at gcbb501c@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to help or direct you to someone who can. And once again, the Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers are excited for you to join us in Cleveland. We're looking forward to a fantastic bowling tournament experience. Warm regards, DePeaches Dinkins, Event Specialist, Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers. And a note, reservations are now open at the hotel for the 2025 National Tournament. We'll be at the Crown Plaza, Cleveland Airport, Middleburg Heights. The rates are good, $521 to $526. Our room rate will be $119 plus tax. Call the hotel directly, 440-243-4040, to ask for airport pickup. The shuttle picks up at Zone 7 outside the airport. Please remember that if you plan to fly to Cleveland, Real ID requirements go into effect on May 7. 2025. Remember that to fly or to enter certain federal facilities, you will need a Real ID beginning in May. To obtain a Real ID, you must visit the North Carolina Division of Motor Vehicles Driver License Office with documents as outlined below. Appointments are available in the mornings and can be scheduled up to 90 days in advance at skiptheline.ncdot.gov. Scheduling an appointment is advised, as the wait times without one can be long. For information on locations, wait times, etc., go to the following web address, https://www.ncdot.gov/DMV/offices-services/locate-DMV-office. You will need one document with your full name, providing identity and date of birth, a certified birth certificate issued by the State Vital Records Office or a County Register of Deeds, a copy is not acceptable. It must have the raised seal. A valid unexpired passport from the United States. A valid unexpired real ID from another state. One document with your full name and full Social Security number. The name on this document must match the name on the document providing identity and date of birth. Otherwise, you must also provide a proof of name change, such as a certified marriage license, divorce decree, or a document from the courts or register of deeds. Social Security card, photocopies not allowed. A 1099 tax form with name and full Social Security number. A W-2 form with name and full Social Security number. Payroll record with name and full Social Security number. You'll need two documents with your current address from the list below. Any document issued by the state of North Carolina or a county or city in North Carolina or the federal government. North Carolina vehicle registration card, insurance policy, or vehicle title. North Carolina voter precinct card. Military orders or military documents. Utility bill or cable bill. Housing lease or contract, mortgage statement, property or income tax statement. Pre-printed financial statement. School records. For name changes, one or more documents from the list below. If the name is different from the name on the birth certificate, passport, or other documents listed in the proof of identity section above. Note, multiple name changes require multiple documents to trace each name. Certified marriage license or certificate with a raised ink seal or ink stamp with initials of the individual certifying the document from an issuing authority in the state, county, or city. Divorce decree with a raised seal or ink stamp with initials of individual certifying the document from an issuing authority in the state, county, or city. Document from the courts or register of deeds. Original or certified international marriage licenses, that's plural, with a raised seal or ink stamp with initials of individual certifying the document accompanied by a name change affidavit. And now let's move on to recipes that will bowl you over. And the first one might be of interest to the kids if we ever get a real snow day. It's titled Amish Snow Day Soup. They can stay home and eat soup. 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 cup onion chopped, 1 cup celery chopped, 1 cup carrots chopped, 1 cup potatoes diced, 2 cloves garlic minced, 6 cups chicken broth, 1 bay leaf, 1 teaspoon thyme, 1 teaspoon parsley, salt and pepper to taste, 2 cups frozen corn kernels, and 2 cups of cooked shredded chicken. Now here are the directions. Heat the olive oil in a large pot over medium heat. Add the onions, celery, and carrots and saute for about 5 minutes until the vegetables begin to soften. Add the potatoes and garlic to the pot, cooking for another 2 minutes. Season with salt, pepper, thyme, and parsley. Pour in the chicken broth. Bring the mixture to a boil, then reduce heat to a simmer. Add the bay leaf and cook for 15 minutes or until the potatoes are tender. Stir in the frozen corn and shredded chicken and cook for another 5 to 10 minutes until everything is heated through. Remove the bay leaf before serving. And here's another chilly time of the year item, best tomato soup ever. Your ingredients, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 medium onion chopped, 2 to 3 cloves garlic minced, 2 cans, 28 ounces each, crushed tomatoes, or fresh tomatoes roasted. 1 cup vegetable broth or chicken broth. 1 tablespoon of sugar, optional. This is to balance acidity. 1 teaspoon of dried basil. 1 teaspoon of dried oregano. Salt and pepper to taste. 1/2 cup heavy cream. This is optional, but it does add creaminess. And fresh basil leaves for garnish, and this is optional as well. Here are your directions. Sauté the onions and garlic. In a large pot, heat the olive oil over a medium heat. Add the chopped onion and sauté until softened and translucent, about 5 to 7 minutes. Stir in the minced garlic and cook for an additional minute. Add tomatoes and broth. Pour in the crushed tomatoes and vegetable broth. If you're using sugar, add it at this point to help balance the acidity of the tomatoes. Season. Stir in the dried basil and oregano and season with salt and pepper to taste. Bring the mixture to a simmer. To simmer the soup, reduce the heat and let the soup simmer for about 20 to 30 minutes, allowing the flavors to meld together. Blend the soup. For a smoother consistency, use an immersion blender to puree the soup to your desired texture. Alternatively, you can transfer the soup to a blender in batches, blending until smooth. Be careful with hot liquids. Add the cream, optional. If you prefer a creamier soup, stir in the heavy cream and heat through for a few more minutes. And to serve it, ladle the soup into bowls, garnish with fresh basil leaves if desired. That takes us to our final item, which is the bowling schedule for the balance of the season. February 14, week 11, bowl. February 21, bowl. This is week 12. February 28 is week 13, bowl. March 7, week 14, bowl. March 8, chili, soup, stew, and dessert. March 14, off. March 15, Roan Invitational, Winston-Salem. March 21, week 15, bowl. March 28, week 16, bowl. April 4, week 17, bowl. April 11, week 18, bowl. April 18, Good Friday, no bowling. April 25, week 19, bowl. May 2nd, off. May 3rd, Outlaw Invitational, confirmed date. May 9, week 20, bowl. May 16, week 21, bowl. And then May 22 through 25, the ABBA National Tournament, Cleveland, Ohio. You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of February 14, 2025. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden. So long until next time.